Blake, how you doing?
Hey, Jason. I'm doing great, man.
I wanted to get your thoughts on, Mageau's back at it. Well, I shouldn't say back at it because he's never been to the gym before. This is like, and I'm not mocking him, but that's because some people go back to the gym. They at least kind of know what they're getting into. A lot of people are intimidated to go. So is there a difference between a newbie rather than a returnee?
Well, not really, because I think when you look at a person who's been in the gym before, they're obviously not doing it still because they weren't successful. So I think whether you're a first time gym goer or you're you've tried it a few different times and not been successful at making it a lifestyle choice, you're kind of in the same boat. And so, you know, like Mark, kudos to him. I actually had a chat earlier last week with his trainer Ricky Tran, and Ricky just said he's doing awesome, and he's a great client. He's committed to it, and he's working super hard. So kudos to him.
What are the biggest mistakes people make getting back involved at the gym, other than wearing too tight of pants?
Well, that's a huge mistake, and you and Mark should make sure that you are definitely not doing that. Because no one wants to see that. But, obviously, the biggest mistake we see that people make is they just don't spend enough time on them, don't spend enough on themselves. And really what that means is, like, looking and feeling the way that you want, it's a big process. And going the cheapest route doesn't always give you the best chance for results or success. And, there's actually a really well-known stat that we talk about a lot in the industry. 90% of people who actually get the results that they're first looking for when they join the gym are, they take part in the programs and services of the clubs, and they do things like fitness and nutrition coaching or group fitness, one-on-one, large or small group training, boot camps. Ultimately, though, whether it's fitness or cars or a house, you kind of get what you pay for. And so, you do it cheap, you do it twice, and you want to make sure that you give yourself really the best opportunity to be successful when you start at the gym.
Now, I think sometimes, though, people will jump in and they heap too much unrealistic expectations on themselves and then ultimately end up failing, rather than maybe trying to come in at a smart type of pace. Is that something you see?
Well, yeah, you definitely see that as well. And that's why kind of working with fitness professionals is really highly recommended, because they'll help you set realistic expectations. We kind of tell people, like, at best you're probably going to lose a pound and a half to 2 pounds a week if you're looking to lose weight. Gaining muscle is even more difficult than that, right? And so working with a fitness professional who knows what is and is not possible helps you set reasonable goals, and I think that's it's a big part of the sort of the support you get by taking part in the programs of the clubs that are, where you're actually working with one of these individuals.
Blake McDonald, president of World Health Edmonton, joins us. Now, how is does the industry change that much, Blake? What's maybe different now that wasn't here in 2006, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, there's some very strong trends that are sort of changing the industry. I'll talk about three of them. Like, one of the big ones we see is studios. And there's studios like Orange Theory, or you see these new cycling studios popping up like Yegg Cycle. They're making it easy to have a really intimate, high level of customer service type experience, while providing a facility that's designed to deliver a sort of a specific set of highly effective programming. And they're much less expensive to open than sort of the traditional gym, and it's made it a lot easier for people to get into owning a fitness business. So studio based workouts are kind of that's one of the big trends in the industry. Another one that we really see a lot of is healthy eating. And it used to be like you go to the gym and they tell you that all you had to do was work out to lose weight, but it's undeniable that you can't outwork a bad diet. And most experts now think that 70% of the results that you're looking for actually come from what you're putting in your body. And a lot of places today are now trying to focus on providing either options and or education around what it is that you're eating. The example being at World Health, where, you know, we now offer healthy, convenient grab-and-go meals at all our locations. So if people, you know, they don't have time to cook, they can have a meal either before or after a workout. Or we have like a 21-day challenge where you get all your meals for 21 days, and you start to learn about, or you experience good eating habits, like, you know, things like eating breakfast, eating regularly every 3 to 4 hours, proper combination of, you know, protein, fats, and carbohydrates in a meal or a snack, and in reducing your complex carbohydrate intake as the day wears on. So just, you know, classic, well-known, you know, nutritional type things that you need to know or need to do to be successful. And then the third one that we've really seen with the industry is sort of this accountability for results. You know, the industry used to be full of guys who just sold memberships, and you know, whether or not you got results, that was up to you. But, you know, nowadays with social media and online reviews, you know, the sort of the quality of the products and services that we buy is very, so easily exposed. And it's really easy to see both the bad operators and those ones that are actually trying to make sure that you show up and get results. So, you know, things to look for are, you know, places that have good Google reviews, places that hold, you know, results-based contests, places that post tons of testimonials of successful clients, or they, you know, they place, ultimately, they charge a bit more and they're open about their prices, but they, you know, they talk about their programs and services and how they're going to make you successful. So, but, you know, really those three things, sort of the studios, the healthy eating, and the industry accountability for results, that's really what's changing our industry today.
Blake McDonald joins us. Blake, a few texters suggesting that they want to be committed. They don't necessarily have enough money. Is there affordable ways, if you're still committed, to reach success at World Health?
Yeah, 100%, right? Like, and that's where, like, you don't have to pay for additional programming. You can come and join a gym, but make sure that they have enough programming that's included in the membership that, you know, you don't have to pay for additional trainers afterwards. And, you know, like, our group fitness program, which we have about 14 or 15% of our members, all of our members in Edmonton actually take part. Their visits are associated with, you know, they don't come and work out on the equipment. They come for group fitness where they actually have a, you know, an instructor that takes them through, for example, a lift class or a power class, and they get their workout. They don't have to think about their programming. They don't have to think about what they're going to do, and they get a great workout in a very competitive yet very comfortable setting that doesn't cost you any more money. So, yeah, you know, definitely ways of doing it that you don't have to spend oodles and oodles of cash, but you got to make sure that you go to a place that has those types of programs.
Now, do you guys have on the washroom like a list of do's and don'ts as far as when to engage in conversation with a stranger at the gym? Majo was kind of joking as, because I asked him, what's the one thing you notice going back to the gym? He's like, well, I think I've had my 2 year supply of male frontal nudity from guys, and it's very friendly, and I get all that. But is that something that's jokingly talked about, the unwritten code of when to talk to the guy in the change room?
I wish it was. I honestly, you would not believe some of the things you see. But I don't know. That's a great question. You like to think that guys have that sort of. Guys have enough knowledge about, you know, how not to make other guys feel uncomfortable, but you never know. There's always this, you know, that one or two guys that they overstep the bounds every time they're there.
Yeah.
And we have to have talks with those guys. Oh. Like, hey, guys, you know, maybe cover that up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, as Michelle called it, the Captain Morgan pose is buck naked's never great.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Yeah, we do not promote that one.
Blake, we appreciate it, man, and we will be monitoring Majot's success throughout the next few months. He was wearing a tighter shirt, I noticed, today, so suddenly he's been wearing tighter clothing, which is tough because Maj loves the skinny jeans.
That's awesome. Well, good for him. And you know what, like as I said before, he's doing everything I've heard from Ricky is he's killing it there, and I think, too, it's something that they're trying to ease him back into this thing because he didn't have a great base to start from. And so, you know, just in terms of the knowledge or his experience in the gym, and I think, you know, they've been really impressed with the progress he's making. And, And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that excites us when we see a client like Mark who's just, you know, trying super hard and getting great results and, you know, having fun doing it. So,
well, that's definitely the key. When people are committed to go there, it makes it more enjoyable for everyone. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.